everyone, and welcome back to the Hurry Up Podcast. I'm your host, Ayush Gupta, and I'm joined today by Ben Cohen.
How's it going?
David Giardino.
What's up, y'all?
And Michael Ivanos.
What's up?
So let's get right into it. We'll start off by breaking down the two blockbuster NFL draft trades that happened this week. The first one was between Miami and San Francisco, with Miami trading down to number 12, San Francisco going up to number 3. Miami acquiring two future first round picks and a future third round pick. And then subsequently Miami traded with Philly back into the top 10. Miami got number 6, Philly got number 12, and Miami gave up one of the future first round picks, but it wasn't one of the ones they got from San Francisco. They gave up their own, I believe, the one in 2022. So in the end, we have San Francisco picking at 3, Miami picking at 6, Philly picking at 12. So let's start off with the obvious question. Who do you guys think San Francisco is going to take at number 3?
It's not going to be Zach Wilson because he will be going. I mean, it's really a toss-up right now between Fields and Jones. I think it'll probably end up being Mac Jones, if I'm being totally honest here. I think he's the most pro-ready, like we've said many times. And I don't really think the 49ers are in a position where they want to take a guy like Fields, who might be a toss-up, and they'll let him go to one of the later picks. So I think it'll be Jones at 3.
Yeah, I agree. I think I might be a little biased because I just flat out think Mac Jones is a way better prospect. I have no faith in Ohio State quarterbacks. They never pan out, and I don't think Fields is an exception. And I agree with Micah. Jones is much more pro-ready quarterback right now, and that's really what San Francisco needs.
But, I mean, the same can be said for Alabama quarterbacks. It hasn't really been a good one since Joe Namath.
I mean, I don't know, I guess. I feel like there's just something about Ohio State quarterbacks turning into running backs and receivers. That I don't know. But, I mean, Tua kind of panned out last year.
No, not
really. In a way.
I mean, he has potential. I don't think he did pan out, though.
The thing that I like about that, I mean, I think San Francisco gave up too much. But that being said, I like the move in that I like taking Mac Jones for them because, like we've said, he's the most NFL ready, and they were in a Super Bowl 2 years ago. And yes, they lost their defensive coordinator. Yes, their defense as a whole is not quite the same. That team had Richard Sherman and it won't anymore. That team had DeForest Buckner and it won't anymore. But that team should get better along the offense with George Kittle coming back and a new quarterback. And so I think that if on this podcast, both on NBA and on NFL, we talk a lot about timelines. And I think Justin Fields might not be an NFL-ready quarterback until the window for San Francisco to win the Super Bowl closes. And I think if like everyone's saying, Mac Jones is the guy that may not have the ceiling, but he'll get you there right away, then I think he's the guy. I think when Micah and I did our quarterback roulette, which you should check out if you haven't heard, even though it's all wrong, we had a lot of fun doing it. We did it a couple months ago. I think when it came to the Deshaun Watson to San Francisco rumors, the reason that I didn't like the deal for them is because I don't think Kyle Shanahan needs one of the best quarterbacks in the league to make San Francisco a very good team. He's an offensive guru. They win by running the ball. They win by, 12 sets with, two tight ends, Kyle Juszczyk at the fullback slot, wide receivers that are like hybrid running backs with, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and a solid offensive line. And that's putting Mac Jones in a pretty good position where, yeah, it would be nice to have a mobile quarterback. So I think Justin Fields could work there too, or maybe Trey Lance could work there. I think maybe he's kind of a wild card in this, but I think he could work there too. It's an easy place to set up if you're a quarterback. And so I don't think you need a Deshaun Watson. I think a guy with a high floor, low ceiling that's, if his ceiling is better than Jimmy Garoppolo and it's healthy, then I think that's a good option for San Francisco, even though I think they overpaid.
The issue that I have, like you're saying, they definitely overpaid. You brought up Deshaun Watson. what they gave up to go to number three is almost
what
as
you
much
could
as
have
they
gotten
could have.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, you kind of are expecting a sure thing. You're expecting a guy with a lot of potential. If this was for someone like Zach Wilson or Trevor Lawrence, I wrote an article about this, by the way, on thehurryup.com. But
you should check it out.
Yes,
shameless
you
plug.
Check it out. Shameless plug. if you're getting someone like Zach Wilson or Trevor Lawrence, I think it's definitely worth it. I mean, it's still an overpay, but someone with a high ceiling and someone who's going to be really good when they get into the league. But Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, I don't have as much. I don't know. I don't like them as much as prospects, for especially to give up three first round picks for. So, yeah.
I think I think Zach Wilson's almost a guarantee number two at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be honest, as much as I said, I like these quarterbacks to San Francisco. I also kind of don't think it's going to work. Not because I don't think their quarterbacks are going to work, but because I think their window is probably already shut. I don't think they're getting back close to it for similar, but also not similar reasons that I think Arizona's window hasn't quite opened yet, which has a lot to do with how amazing their division is. I mean, San Francisco were I think they were 6-10 or 7-9 last year, and they were better than that. And they played half the season with CJ Beathard.
But I mean,
that was a good team.
All of their good players were out.
Yeah, I know, but they're all going to free agency too.
Seattle,
they're definitely better than Seattle.
LA, I don't know because they just got Stafford, but Seattle, I don't know.
I don't think they're.
I think they're losing guys too. Like, I think losing Robert Saleh will be big for them, and I think losing Richard Sherman will be big for them, and I think they've lost a couple other guys that I'm forgetting about.
I think if they can hit on this number three pick, like if they get the right guy, I don't see how their window's closed anymore. I think Jimmy G was holding them back, even though he brought them back to the Super Bowl. I think injuries was a big thing. I think we're jumping the gun a little bit on San Francisco. Like we could see if they stay healthy, maybe a reemergence, maybe not Super Bowl, but they'll definitely be able to compete.
I mean, you're right. Like any really good quarterback will put you in contention. It's just, will a rookie quarterback be able to do that? I mean, Ben's brought up the point of even Justin Herbert wouldn't necessarily be able to do that. And he's been probably one of the best rookie quarterbacks of all time. So I don't know. I don't know if that's enough. And then as you go on, you probably don't want a guy like Mac Jones. You probably would rather have Justin Fields or Trey Lance in 3 to 5 years. And at that point, are they still contenders? So I don't know. It's a little bit of a questionable move. They need to get a quarterback. Next year's quarterback class, I've heard, is not very good. Do it now. The veteran options weren't really there. Deshaun Watson's probably not going to get traded. So you kind of have to do it. Again, there's 32 teams in the league. Not every team's going to win a championship. Obviously, you need to make some risky moves to try to win a championship. But is this the move that's going to do it? I don't know. And it's very risky. So it needs to pay off.
Yeah. What do you think this means for Jimmy G? What do you think? Because is he going to be a career backup now?
I mean, he's got a lot of money left on his deal. That's right. For sure. So
he's, I feel like he's kind of, I don't know.
He's starting week one. I think,
situation.
I think
absolutely.
He is starting week one.
But I don't know. I think he might fall into a Wentz situation a little bit.
Yeah. And it's going to suck for them to trade him.
And maybe we're jumping the gun. Sorry, go for it.
Oh, no, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say maybe we're jumping the gun a little bit by just believing the reports that teams like the Pats aren't in on him. I think he could still get moved.
The thing is, the Pats now have around 10 to 15 million in cap room. They still have people like JC Jackson on the market, and I believe a couple other guys. And they would have to open up room in order to take in Jimmy G. And I've heard, I mean, I don't know if I believe it. Like, again, we've heard this about so many other guys in the past, but if the 49ers are truly looking for a first round pick in exchange for Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm not doing that.
No, that's too much.
No,
definitely not.
I'd much rather spend a second on Darnold than a first on Garoppolo.
And absolutely. I don't even think Darnold's going to need a second. I've heard some teams are offering thirds and fourths.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. I'd much rather go after Darnold, and especially with that contract that he has right now, the rookie contract.
It's interesting because I think San Francisco and Miami represent really different spectrums on the rebuilding, contending side, while also being sort of polar opposites in terms of the positions they're targeting, where this makes it pretty clear from the Miami perspective that they're not after a quarterback that they're going to give to another year. Which I think if you're San Francisco, you figure out the quarterback you want and you go get him. That's what the teams have done. The Chargers wanted Herbert, they got him. The Bills wanted Allen, they traded up and got him. It's what the teams do. You figure out the quarterback you want and you go and get him, and it doesn't really matter what you give up if you hit. If you're the Dolphins and you have the number three overall pick, does it how big of a difference does it change to your offense drafting Penei Sewell versus Ja'Marr Chase? Like,
None.
they're both going to be great for your offense, and if your decision is made for you, does it really matter?
But
So,
the thing
like,
that
for me,
I
picking at six, that didn't change anything for them
no.
in terms of what they're getting out of this first round.
I think overall the trades that the Dolphins made, I graded that an A plus. I think it was
Exactly. I'm
very
saying that's a good
absolutely.
thing.
Thing.
But I mean, if you look at the second trade that they made going from six from 12 to six and giving up an extra first round pick, I was a little bit I wasn't sure what to think of that one because they're giving up an extra first round pick. They didn't hit on they had I believe three first round picks last year and they didn't hit on a single one, at least not yet.
Well,
So
I
I.
think there's an aspect of like, don't necessarily grade it on what you had at 12, grade it on what you have from point A to point B. I feel like you should, from the Miami perspective, you should almost grade it as one. Like, they traded back three spots for a
Oh,
first and a third.
that's why I graded it as one, but I'm saying that second deal didn't have to happen.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is at 12, you wouldn't have been able to get any of the guys that you had. Any of the top five guys you had on your list at
I
three.
guess.
So if I'm Miami, I'm thinking, all right, we had like five guys that we, I mean, let's approximate. Like, if they weren't taking a quarterback, there's probably any of the three wide receivers, Penei Sewell,
Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts, and maybe depending on who you ask, Rashawn Slater. And depending on what your board looks like, if you're Miami, there probably isn't a huge difference in terms of how they're going to impact your team. And Miami, they're looking at the future too, because they're still rebuilding and they're doing it slowly and they're doing it the right way. And they showed
Absolutely.
that when they traded back. So if you say, all right, we're going to get an extra first round pick to move back, and maybe we had Penei Sewell a little higher than Ja'Marr Chase, and maybe now we're just going to have to pick DeVonta Smith. They didn't lose,
Yeah, of
and they
course.
gained a first round pick. So it's perfect to me. I don't think
That's a
that's
great
why I
trade.
love it, is that they definitely did it because they didn't see a decrease in value for any of those guys. And they gained something in the future from it.
And Philly, I think, also made the right move going from 6 to 12, even though, again, there's more elite guys at 6 than there would have been at 12. They gained an extra first round pick and they need as many early picks as they can get.
What do you
I
think
think
of Kyle Pitts to the Eagles?
I
You think he'll be there?
don't think he's
Ooh.
going to be on the board. I think if Kyle Pitts is on the board by the time he gets to Miami, I think he's going off. Like,
I
I
think
don't think
since he's
people I don't
taking
think
him.
people realize like how good Kyle Pitts is. Like, you don't really get tight ends usually in the draft who are as good as him. So I think, like, I don't know. There's no chance that he falls.
So some teams have him ranked as their number one overall prospect, regardless of position.
I don't see him going past Cincinnati.
No, I think he goes. I think he should go past Cincinnati.
Really?
I don't think they should draft a position player.
I don't think they should, but I think they might.
I honestly
That
think
might
that
just be where
Miami
they're
are in a
looking.
really good position to draft Kyle
Yeah, I
Pitts.
think Miami's getting him, and
I think
that
Miami,
sucks
and
as
that
a
as a fast man.
Patriots fan.
That'd be a
Ah.
pretty good fit.
Gesicki and Pitts. That is
That's
ridiculous.
ridiculous.
And
And Fuller.
they didn't have a bad receiving core either. Like, they don't have a real, like, a true number one,
Fuller.
but Fuller's a really good wide receiver.
Yeah.
And why is the other dude escaping me? He wears number 11 for them, I think.
Parker.
Oh.
DeVante Parker.
Yeah.
And he's a good receiver too. He's got, I
Okay.
think, some injury problems, but he's a good receiver. You've got like two low end wide receiver one, high end wide receiver twos. and then a dynamic duo at tight end, that's a great option.
And let's not forget, Miami also has pick number 18 in this draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, like, there's a small chance. Like, I don't see Devontae Smith that high on people's boards. Like,
yeah, he could go at he could go to like 15 or 16. 18,
yeah.
I don't think he'll get to 18, but he could get to 15.
But maybe they like
to the Patriots.
I think he could get there.
I mean, do they? Yeah, I think that at that point they should take him. The thing is, from what 15. So at this point, I mean, I don't want to talk too much about the Patriots, but I think that they're an interesting team coming into this draft because of A, there's so many good quarterbacks, and B, they're one of the teams that need a quarterback. I think another interesting team is the Panthers, and another one is the Broncos. I think the team that's in a really interesting spot, though, is the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because after the Dolphins traded out of 3, that number 4 pick becomes really valuable. And since Matt Ryan restructured his contract, I don't think they're moving on from him. And if they did, it would take a lot. It would cause a lot of dead cap. So I don't think they're going to pick a quarterback there. So I think that's a spot that you could definitely see teams like the Panthers or the Patriots trying to move into.
That's probably the trading up
Jamar Chase right there, and Sewell.
Exactly. But the thing is, like, if they don't do that, if the Patriots don't do that, especially like the Panthers are still top 8. So if because I don't see the Falcons, Bengals, Dolphins or Lions taking a quarterback, I think that the Panthers get either Justin Fields or Trey Lance at 8. So I think they're fine, but I don't think that the Patriots at 15 would end up getting one of the top quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So at that point you have to go with either Devonta Smith, if he somehow drops, Jaylen Waddle, or I would be fine, honestly, taking a cornerback, even though that's like their biggest strength. Ooh. It's because if they don't extend Stephon Gilmore and JC Jackson ends up signing his tender after next year, you're like, they're both gone. You need to get cornerbacks.
But if you're Carolina, I think you stay at 8. I don't think you try to go.
I think that's a perfect because position.
You, no matter what, you get one of your two guys.
And
think
Justin
Fields, unless you like one of them a lot better than the other.
Yeah, but I don't
fits
think
your timeline.
Do.
And yes. Both of them fit their timeline. I think the other thing about that Atlanta pick that's nice is everybody knows if you're Atlanta and you don't want to pick a quarterback,
they probably don't.
And I think we sort of think that Mac Jones is going 3rd, but you know that if you're not picking a quarterback and you want to trade up to 4, you're getting the best player, you're getting the best prospect on your list, not at the quarterback position, because you know a quarterback's going 1, 2, and 3, no doubt in anybody's mind. It's sort of like it's like having the first overall pick in that you know what you're getting, so you can make that trade before you can make that trade on draft night, and there are no surprises there, which also works in Atlanta's favor. I think it makes the pick more valuable, and I think it also, if you're Atlanta, I think you trade down again because I think they're sort of, they should start rebuilding soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're starting to get past it, and I think they probably want to see what their new coach is going to bring because they improved a little bit after they fired Dan Quinn. But maybe I feel like it's too early to take Justin Fields to sit behind Matt Ryan for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
think
like
it would be better to pick an offensive lineman, a wide receiver. No, not a wide
you don't
receiver,
need to go for a home run.
But if the Falcons get a trade from the Patriots, like, I don't know how aggressive Bill Belichick's been, pretty aggressive. I don't know if he's going to go this aggressive. If they can get 3 first round picks, including this year's number 15, to move down to 15 from 4, I think they
absolutely
definitely have
as
to
a
do that.
Pass yeah. fan, I would just be so that'd be such a stupid trade to pick like a Justin Fields.
I don't think so.
I don't think the Patriots should trade up.
I don't think the Patriots.
I gotta be honest.
No. I'd be fine. I just don't think they should trade that much to get Justin Fields. Like, I don't think he's that.
I don't think they'd take Fields.
Like, I think they would.
At 4, yeah.
Would, at
you
4.
You would above take Fields above over
Lance.
Lance.
Yes.
I would take Lance over.
I don't like the way that Trey Lance moves through his progressions. He always looks at his first read, and if it's not open, he tends to run first, which is a terrible tendency to have in the NFL.
Well, that's why
if it's tendencies, I trust.
But those tendencies in the past, people like Trey Lance have not panned out. And he's also from North Dakota State University.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, ready? If you're the Patriots, right? Justin Fields and Trey Lance are both future quarterbacks. They're not guys you're hiring for, you're drafting for to win tomorrow. And we talked about how we talked last week about how this Patriots team is transitional. You're not expecting to compete this year, but you are expecting to compete in the near future.
Yeah.
Which is why if you're trading up, you're sacrificing the draft picks that are going to help you compete in the future.
Yeah.
That's the issue that I have with it. Like I really like this idea of that the Washington football team is following, that the Colts are following, that I think the Patriots are following, where they're getting a good roster around a veteran quarterback that's not good enough to figure out how good their roster is. And at some point they're either going to trade up big for a quarterback when the draft is right, if they have a bad season, or gamble on a veteran quarterback. I think that's the new way that that good NFL teams are trying to get quarterbacks to make them contenders. I think that's what the Patriots are doing. I think that's what they should be doing. And I feel like trading, if Fields falls to 15 or Lance falls to 15, take him. That's your developmental quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like trading up to get him, sacrificing the very capital that's going to make you contenders in 2, 3, 4 years, is sort of like defeating the purpose, you know?
The thing is,
okay, wait, hold on.
The thing is, you have to look at, I mean, well, David, you can say it after.
But, okay, so if you hear San Francisco, it's draft night, you're the Patriots, and you hear San Francisco's taking Fields at 3, do you trade up to get Mac Jones at 4?
No.
I also don't think Mac Jones would get taken at 4.
He's not good enough. Yeah, at that point, he's falling to 8, so you trade for 7.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you look at the 2022 class, you have people like Sam Howell, Keaton Slovis, Bo Nix. It's not really the same type of caliber as this class at all.
We also don't – they might have –
there's a 2023 class, though, I think, that should be decent. Maybe we're predicting too far in the future, but I think there's another guy at is it – I forget if it's Bama or Clemson. But
DJ Uiagalelei?
Exactly.
From Clemson? Clemson.
Yeah.
They're not going to have a high enough pick at that point. They're going to have to trade so much.
Well, that's what's crazy. Then you're gambling. If you're a Patriots team that's then at the point where you're ready to contend with a quarterback, then gambling your future is different. Gambling your first round picks in 2024, 5, and 6 is more in the Patriots timeline than gambling your picks in 2021, 22, 23. Because you need to use those picks in 2021, 22, 23 to be able to be a contender in 2024.
The thing is, I don't think they trade up to 4, but if a good quarterback goes to 7 and they can figure out a way to only give up 15 in next year's first round pick and a little bit more, I think that's fair.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. But 3 first round picks, I agree, is too much.
And you can trade back into the first round by getting rid of Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, but he's reaching that age.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to move on from the NFL draft talk, talk about something else significant that's happened in the NFL this week. So the NFL confirmed that they're adding an 18th week to the season, 17th game. And the format for that is it's going to be each division plays another division in the opposite conference. So, for example, the AFC will play the NFC. The AFC East will play the NFC East. And the matchups are determined by the standings from the previous season. So the Bills won the division last year in the AFC East. So, and the Washington football team won the NFC East. So they will play each other. The Cowboys were third, Patriots were third. So they'll also play each other. And because it's 17 games, there's going to be 9 home games, 8 away games. And the way the NFL is making sure that this doesn't affect seeding and the playoffs and all of that is that they're making this year all AFC teams will host that AFC-NFC extra matchup, and next year the NFC will host those games. What do you guys think?
I'm excited. There's some really, really nice matchups. I know Ben and Patrick might be putting something on that football team Bills game.
Yeah, in Buffalo.
Although I will say this might – I am fearful that – that because they did make some pretty good matchups for this week, it'll probably fall into the same problem that week 17 has been for the last forever, and that, like, I doubt teams will really be caring at this point. Like, I don't think the Bills or the football team, quite frankly, will be putting any effort into this game, because I think both teams will have solidified themselves.
I don't think it's the 18th game.
Oh,
I
it's
don't think
not
it's
the
week
F.
18.
Yeah, it's just gonna be randomly
Okay.
scheduled.
But like they
Okay.
added a
That's
week 18 because it's their 17 games, but
gotcha.
I think it's gonna be split up through the season.
Never mind then. I take that back.
But I mean,
But
yeah.
it's a great idea. There are
Yeah.
some incredible matchups in them, so I'm excited.
I think
Think
some
some
of
of
the
the high
why teams, why players aren't in support of it, like we saw what Alvin Kamara said about it.
Yeah, of
But
course.
like I get why they don't want to play an extra game. Like that makes sense, obviously.
Yeah.
But also, if you're a fan and you're not excited about it, like, are you a fan?
They're also, I mean, they will get paid more too. The NFL negotiated a new TV deal, so the salary cap will be going up, all
Yeah,
player salaries will be going
it
up.
makes sense. And there's
Oh,
another,
eight.
there's a f one
Yeah.
fewer preseason game. Like, I think
Eight.
they're not actually, yeah, exactly. Like, who cares
Which is
about
good.
those?
Every player that gets injured that week, though, is just gonna be it's gonna be that much more annoying to them. Like,
I guess, but I guess if
I
it's going to
would feel
become
bad that
normal,
they got injured that what?
if it's going to become normal, then I think they're at some point they're going to forget about it.
The
At some
NFL is
point, it's going to
also
become normal to play 17 games.
they're planning to add an 18th game in the future, and I think at that point they'll add an extra bye week, which will so like
Ooh, yeah.
one bye week to 9 games played is better ratio
And I
than
think that's
one bye week to
better. Yeah,
16.
I think that's better.
Yeah.
And more
And then
football is just better.
hopefully they start the season earlier and end it on President's Day weekend so that the Monday after the Super Bowl is a national holiday, which would be great. Everyone's been asking for that
Nice.
forever.
Finally,
Yeah.
that should have happened a long time ago. Nobody's
They
ever.
should rename it to President and Super Bowl Day.
Presidents and Super
Super,
Monday.
like literally Super Bowl Day. Yeah.
Do you guys see that with them expanding it to this game, the Bears and the Jets are the only two teams to not have a 4,000-yard passer in the 16-game era.
Yeah,
Yeah.
It's
Which is
insane.
wild. I feel like the Bills were about to be that team,
Until
one of
Josh
them
Allen.
until last year. But I think one of the things I love about it is that there are some really good matchups. I know we were talking about this off air because it's hard to like read down a list and like see good matchups, but there are some really good matchups. Packers Chiefs is a great game. Seahawks Steelers is not what it used to be. Rams at Ravens is a great game. Cardinals at Browns is going to become a great game.
Bucks Colts.
Bucks Colts Saints Titans again would have been better game 2 years ago,
Think
but it's still
football
a great
team
game.
Bills is also up there.
49ers Bengals could be interesting.
49ers Bengals could be interesting. Just like what was the other one that I was thinking
Washington
would be
at
interesting?
Buffalo.
Washington at Buffalo, like Buffalo should win, but Buffalo's like Washington's a good team. I don't think that no anyone would be like shocked if
One of the
Washington
best
won.
defenses, one versus one of the best
Slow your
offenses.
roll.
Yeah,
Slow your roll,
and
Ben.
Cowboys, Patriots, no matter how good or bad both teams are, they're
That's gonna
both
get
the premier
money.
franchises in
I
the
also think
NFL. That's
Giants
gonna get
Dolphins is
views.
interesting.
Yeah.
It's there in terms of matchups. In terms of matchups, I like what the Giants did. I know when
No.
Patrick's on,
Too many
we'll talk about
injuries.
it. When
Too many
Patrick's on,
injuries.
we'll yeah, but whatever.
That entire offense is injury prone, Ben.
Yeah, but they're healthy right now, so.
Kenny Galladay, so.
Can he go? Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just overall, it was just a good move for everybody. I mean, maybe not players, but like if you get paid more, I doubt that many people will be complaining after
And
the
if
game.
in the future this sets up them adding an extra bye week, it totally helps. I think that'll be
Yeah.
great. Two more games plus an extra bye week, which
Fewer
does,
injuries.
yeah, fewer injuries, exactly. So that's definitely the best way to go about it. More money.
Well, and
Everyone's
then
happy.
I think maybe you'll have less fluke playoff teams now, obviously, because there's more obviously more games for the like the actually good teams to separate themselves. So that'll be you like there won't be a 500 team in the playoffs now, so probably
Yeah.
not.
Well, I mean, there's no 500
Unless
teams
like
anymore.
yeah, exactly. So or below okay, there's a less of a chance of a below 500 team making the playoffs
Well, I mean,
in the
unless you
wild
have
card.
a.
Unless you're a division winner like Washington, but
That's the only way it's happened anyway.
yeah.
It's always the really bad divisions that like yeah, sub 500 teams
NFC
make it.
East, which is
But
still going to be
I think
that
it's
division this year.
great because in the past you had like say you were a fan of one team and then your friend was a fan of a team in the opposite conference. Your teams only played each other once every 4 years. Now they could potentially play each other once every 2 years, which is really exciting.
Also, dynasties will play each other every year.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
I think
Yeah.
that just occurred to
What
me, but like
do you mean?
Packers Chiefs should play each other every year.
No, they won't. That's not how it's gonna work. The division will rotate just as
Oh,
like
it's gonna. Okay, never
yeah.
mind.
So the way it works is
Or they
The
just picked
division.
this one based on who the division seeding.
Oh.
And
Well,
then it's gonna go.
no. So every year will be based on division seeding. That's how the individual matchups will be
Oh, so
picked.
they're gonna
Oh,
be
okay.
first in the division though.
But
No, your
what
point
will
still
happen is what
stands.
will
No,
happen is
but you're gonna be playing a different division. The Chiefs will
yeah.
play the Packers division
Oh.
next
Well,
year.
no, I
Well,
understand that, but Ben, that still means two of the top teams are still going to be
yeah,
playing
but
each
it's
other
not the
every
same.
year.
It's not
So,
like Chiefs Packers every year. That's what I'm just
right. Yeah,
saying.
it's not
But
going
it'll
to
be
turn into a
like,
rivalry, but it's like
right.
you're guaranteed to have some of the best matchups of the year
Yeah,
because of
but
this.
the way the division matchups work is, so 2 years ago, well, if you're starting in the 2021 season, 2 years ago is the 2019 season. The AFC East and NFC East played each other. So like each team in the AFC East had one game against each team in the NFC East. And so the way it's going to work is 2 years prior to whatever season, that's the division that you'll be matched up again based on division seeding. So
Gotcha.
next season, I believe it'll be the NFC West that the AFC East will be matched up against, and it'll depend on the final standings for which team goes against which team. And it'll be
Yeah.
at the NFC.
But especially if those games are later
Oh,
in the
I don't want to have to
season.
play the Rams again.
Oh, you might have to play the Rams again.
I was just
Wait,
saying that.
we'll
I
take
was
the
just.
division crown for you. We'll
I know.
play them. We'll play them for
I was
you.
trying to banter you into saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take
But
that matchup.
especially if these games are later in the year, they might end up being really important. Even the bottom, like the fourth team in each division for draft position and stuff. So I think 1 through 3 seeding wise, they're going to be important games.
I mean, I think it's interesting that you say that though. I don't want to play the Rams next year because the winner of the AFC East is very like if the Chiefs win the division, they're gonna have to play in Kansas City in 2022, and they're gonna have to play in LA at the Rams in 2022. So really hard
Jeez.
matchups if they win the division.
That's
So
fun. That's fun for you, Ben.
be prepared. Be prepared.
We'll be chilling with our rebuild.
Yeah, can
Exactly.
you imagine the Lions and the Broncos playing for the number one
For
seed?
exactly. The
For the number
number one
one pick.
Yeah.
For them,
That
it's the
would
number
be
one seed. It's the
yeah.
same thing for them.
The worst football game ever. It would just be two
And the
teams
best.
trying to lose.
Yeah. But yeah, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at the official Hurry Up, where we post daily content about the NFL, and also at the Hurry Up CFB, where we post daily content about college football. You should also check us out on our website, thehurryup.com, where we post more in-depth content about the NFL as well. Also, go follow us on Twitter at underscore the Hurry Up, where we plan to give short pieces of insight and relevant news items on a regular basis, and on TikTok at the Hurry Up as well. Make sure to stay tuned for these weekly NFL segments every Wednesday, bonus content on the weekend, and our NBA segment next Monday. Thanks again, and see you guys next week.